This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let me shift over to the Dolphins, which was the conversation we were having. So My point to Clay was, I don't see how this team can be mediocre if you've got a creative head coach, which I think Mike McDaniel is. Clay brought up a good point that maybe he's been exposed a little bit and not able to, you know, they've met the right hook and he doesn't have a left hook. But with Tua and Tyreek and Jalen Waddle and Minka now on defense, and they've, you know, Devon Achan, I'm a big fan of his. They've added Ollie Gordon in the draft, who I think is going to be really good. I don't know. I feel like they're a better than mediocre team.
Here's the thing, Hawk. The reality is, if you look at the NFL in general, everybody feels exactly how you feel, okay? Outside of a few teams in the sport that feel like they're just not ready to compete, and there's maybe a handful of those or so, maybe six or seven max. The other 6 or 7 teams, they believe they're in it. They believe just what you believe. As a matter of fact, let's do it this way. Let's just say there's a handful that believe that they don't have a shot to do anything, right? So that's now we're down to 27 teams. There's probably 7 teams that legitimately feel like there's no question we should be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So now we're down to 20. There's 20 teams that think like you, that think, well, you know, better than mediocre. You know, if we get a couple bounces, we've got some good players. Everybody's got good players. Coaching has never been better than it is right now in the NFL, much like the NBA, to be honest with you. So, you know, Mike McDaniel, who took the NFL by storm for a little bit, has shown not to be able to sustain it. I'll give you the perfect example of the opposite of that. The guy where I live in LA, Sean McVay, came in as the youngest coach in the NFL. And outside of a year where literally his entire offense was decimated with injuries, Stafford, all 5 offensive linemen, he's had a winning season every year. And he's been to 2 Super Bowls and won a Super Bowl. And last year, if you look at it, even with a young team, a team whose defense cost them only $24 million total, they were a play or two away from beating the Eagles in Philadelphia in the playoffs. So, like, he's shown you that he's got a left hook, right, and a right hook, whereas McDaniel does not. And when you look at this Dolphins roster, who's going to cover anybody in the secondary? Like, you mentioned Minka Fitzpatrick, but who are the corners on this team? You're throwing the ball more. There's nobody out there that makes you feel confident that they're going to stop anybody.
Big rush from the front 7. Ball never gets thrown.
Oh, come on. Let's be honest. Even the nowadays guys are going to rush the ball in like 2.5 seconds or less. Like it's not as easy as you think, you know? So, and Tyreek seems to not really want to be there. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm sure if Drew's listening, he'll say something on Channel 7 that's not accurate. But, you know, I just think that, or is it 7.2 now? I don't know what channel he's on these days. As weird as that's going to be.
It's 7. It's ABC is now like 18.1.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever's happening down here is super weird. But nonetheless, like Tyreek, that thing was weird. He wanted out. Now he's here. It doesn't feel like he's super comfortable in his position. I mean, Tua's falling out the team, basically. Like, it's a weird dynamic right now. Like I still think that they're probably the second or third best team in their division, because I just don't think the division outside of Buffalo is very good. Like, I think the Jets are not going to be great, and I think the Patriots are still about a year away from being better. But that's like, the Patriots are about to lap the Dolphins again, which is kind of crazy.
So do you buy into the fact that this team needs to be tougher? So, Donna, because it sounds to me like you're basically saying, hey, you don't think the head coach is necessarily an outstanding head coach, and you don't think that the actual roster that was built is very good. And that's why this team is just what they're going to be, which is mediocre at best. But I think the bigger narrative surrounding the Dolphins is the fact that they're not a tough team, that they can't play against the tough teams, that they're soft. Do you buy into any of that? Like, is that why this team is struggling to compete with the best teams? Or, again, you just think it's a talent issue?
So I would never call grown men of that size soft, okay? Especially ones that collide for a living. So that's definitely not the case. What I would say is, yes, it's a talent deficiency. I mentioned the corners. Who's blocking for Tua? Okay, like, this offensive line has been in flux for the entirety, basically, of the McDaniel era. And you could probably go further back than that.
I feel like they longer drafted than the a McDaniel million era.
Right, yeah. But I'm just saying, most recently in this recent build, like, it hasn't ever been good, I would say. But yeah, I mean, we could go back to Jake Long in 2008 or whatever the hell that they've been trying to fix the offensive line. So yeah, I if you can't block for the quarterback, who unfortunately, it's not a skill thing with him, it's just the fact that he can't stay healthy because they can't block for him. So his availability is always in question. You can't cover anybody in the secondary for the most part with your corners. Like, that's a terrible recipe.
Well, if you can put up 50 points a game, which I think the offense can, it's okay if your corners are a little bit.
I mean, okay, if you think so.
I think the offensive line is better. Here's the thing. I think the entire roster is better than people are giving them credit for. Say that again.
You think their offensive line is better than people?
I think you're going to see, like, Patrick Paul this year. It seems like Patrick Paul is coming into his own. I think that there's a belief, correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, that the offensive line, this is maybe the best version of it in four seasons. And that is a low bar, admittedly, yeah. But I think this might be the best version of that.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I think, you know, it's optimism making that assumption, because sure. If I told you another team, take the Dolphins out of it, another team just had their starting left tackle of the last 3 years, who was a consistent Pro Bowler, just retired, and they're replacing him with a top pick for sure, but somebody who hasn't played consistently, and that means your offensive line is going to be better. Most people would
agree.
Well,
just because Teron Armstead wasn't available all the time, too. Yeah. And Patrick Paul looks like an Adonis, just like an absolute Adonis. I could be wrong, but I understand what you're saying, George. My question was going to be, though, because you brought up the Patriots are about to lap you again. We had this conversation with a couple of different writers and reporters. They've all had the same answer, which is shocking to me. But if I gave you the choice, you can have Mike Vrabel and Drake May or Mike McDaniel and Tua. Which combo are you taking?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Am I doing it just for this year, or am I doing it for the next 3 to 5?
Do it both ways.
For this year, I'd probably still take Tua and McDaniel, but moving forward, I'd absolutely take Vrabel and Drake May.
Okay. At least that's a more nuanced answer than I've heard before, because everyone just defaults to Vrabel and Drake May, and I'm like, wow, why? I don't understand why people are so dismissive of Tua as a premier quarterback, a possibly premier quarterback, because 2 seasons ago, we were talking about him for the MVP. For a several week span. And I don't understand why people are so dismissive of what he can mean to an NFL team if he's out there.
Well, I will say this. I don't think he was the MVP that year. I think Tyreek was the MVP that year of the Dolphins.
Fair. That's fair.
But I would say this. First of all, it's availability, as I discussed already, right? Like, I think that is always going to be a concern with him. And I think that there are things we've seen. I remember there was a Chargers game 2 years ago now, or 3 years ago, maybe now. They played Sunday night against the Chargers. The Chargers took away the middle of the field and Tua could do nothing. Now, he's definitely evolved from that. But what I'm saying is no one is saying he's not good. I would never say that. I just don't think he's like special where, you know, he's not like Steve Young or Dan Marino, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see him in that vein. Like, I think he's a good quarterback that for you to be, he's better than anything the Dolphins have had since Marino. I'll give him that.
Sure.
But that's also not a high bar to clear necessarily. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what we would go second there, Chad Pennington. And that was
probably
very short lived. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, like, I just think that Dolphin fans have been starved for so long that they have forgotten what great football looks like on a regular basis. And it's crazy. And I'll tell you this, you know, and I know people may laugh at this. I don't know if it's going to happen this year or next year, but I will tell you this. I do think there is a much bigger possibility that the Canes are back in the national championship picture over the next several years than the Dolphins will be in the Super Bowl conversation.
I think that's a fair question, a fair point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.